Radio experiment. Mixtape. Political party. Side one. Political.
One has no rules, is not precise. One really acts the same way twice. Burns no device. Politics, the art of the possible.
We all know it doesn't matter who gets elected president. The only person it does matter to is the one who gets elected.
I've said the choice before us is a tax cut or a tax increase.
Oops, I spilled my martini all over the blue striped interior of my new Lincoln. Well, sorry, Fred. George Bush, I know you drive. I know you drive a Mercedes. I know you don't drive a Lincoln. See you later. Be somewhere else.
Good evening, everybody. George W. Bush here. And at this time, I'd like to welcome my family. Mom, Dad, Laura, come on out here.
I think the time for talking is done. Why don't you do that little song that I taught you?
Oh, I'm on a roll. I still have sky high polls. But Democrats insist that things are bad.
Bad.
I hope it works for you.
Much better than 92.
Hey, Alson, I hope you don't get a touch of deja vu.
Yeah, you know, Dad, the French don't even have a word for deja vu.
Don't vote for a retard. Yabba yabba, don't vote for a retard. Don't vote for a retard. Yabba yabba, don't vote for a retard.
It's my privilege to present to you my candidate for America. Watchstone Television. This, Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, is a great American, a great Marine, and a great soldier of the cross, and he has given to you this audio and video that will bless your heart and bless those that hear it for years to come. Order today this audio and or video and let it bless and change your life.
Families in Florida prepare themselves for the hurricane season. Families in California prepare themselves for earthquakes.
237-3239. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
There has been a lot of discussion lately about Ed Shep. Everywhere you go, everyone seems to have an opinion. Most people, however, are uninformed about the truth about the threat Ed Shep poses to American culture. Ed Shep is opposed to cartoon fuzzy bears. The truth is that Ed Shep has gone on record a number of times in support of initiatives that limit, prevent, and even eliminate images of cartoon fuzzy bears in various media. He has also advocated actions that are antithetical to the continued thriving of cartoon fuzzy bears. Once, Ed Shep even referred to a picture of a cartoon fuzzy bear as gross. It is clear where Ed Shep stands on the important issue of cartoon fuzzy bears. It is also clear that, however much he would like America to ignore it, he holds extremist views far apart from those of the average American family on the apocalyptic issue of cartoon fuzzy bears. If Ed Shep is so removed from mainstream America's views as to be opposed to cartoon fuzzy bears, then how could he be anything but wrong for America? Remember, fight for cartoon fuzzy bears. Tell Ed Shep that he is wrong for America. Wouldn't a cartoon fuzzy bear do the same for you? Paid for by the associated members of the Union of Constituents in favor of opposition to the undermining of American institutions.
Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
We face a challenge in Berlin, but there is also a challenge in Southeast Asia.
And sympathetic sentiments at this in this hour.
Individual political convictions aren't as clear as we'd like to think. We may call ourselves conservative or liberal, but these standard categories leave a lot of room for individual ambivalence. We are not, like states on a television network's electoral map, simply red or blue. The reality is that people are more purple than anything else, much like Ed Shep's prose, says D. Sunshine Hilgus, assistant professor of government and a fellow at the Shorenstein Center for Press, Politics, and Public Policy at the Kennedy School of Government. There has almost always been about a third of Republicans who are pro-choice, and a third of Democrats who are anti-choice. There's also about a third of Democrats who are opposed to affirmative action, and more than 40% of Republicans who support gun control. When you look at individual issues, you don't find nearly the polarization suggested by the media or, frankly, by scholars. Most scholars accept that our politics are inherited from our families, absorbed during dinner table conversations of childhood. Political affiliation does not often change dramatically from one generation to the next. Indeed, the stereotype of rebellious teens who reject their parents' politics is mostly false. If our family traditions are the primary influence on our politics, then certain significant world events play a close second. Consider, for example, the Great Depression, which swung the nation left, and the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Acts of 1964 and 1965, which drastically altered life in the South. As the Democratic Party embraced the cause of civil rights, many white Democrats switched parties, Robert Blendon says. As the civil rights laws integrated the South and pushed busing, affirmative action, and voting rights, whites moved to the suburbs, put their kids in church schools, and voted Republican, he explained. Thinking about such major shifts, one wonders if more recent events, such as 9/11 or the war in Iraq, may prompt similar sea changes. For an event to have a long-term impact on the party system, it must almost permanently alter the shape and views of the electorate, says J. Russell Muirhead. If an event impoverishes large numbers of the electorate, like the Great Depression, or slaughters large numbers of the electorate, like the Civil War, or introduces lots of new people into the electorate by enfranchising others who had previously been disenfranchised, like the Voting Rights Act, then the event has a lasting impact, he explains. Events that affect our moods and our passions may have consequences for policies, but those consequences last only as long as the mood. September 11th affected our mood, but it didn't change the demographic character of the country. The policies passed on account of 9/11, like invading Iraq, will have long-term impacts on our politics, to be sure, Muirhead continues, but I don't think 9/11 will generate a realignment of the parties, because it hasn't altered the basic opinions or demographic makeup of the electorate. But no matter how political parties themselves evolve, they inevitably embody a form of groupthink that is removed from the lived experience of individuals. Muirhead rejects the idea that any person fits solely into a category of liberal or conservative. Most people don't go for ideological consistency, he says. They don't walk around interpreting everything they see in terms of some neat ideological package. Instead, we collect the ideas that make sense to us. These packages of liberal and conservative each get something right about the world, Muirhead explains. Most people who live in the world understand that it's very messy, and that good judgment is not based in ideological consistency. Good judgment is based in an ability to be conservative in some places and liberal in others.
Political correctness is usually brought out by thugs who want a pass for their thuggish behavior. They invoke the name of an ill-conceived political movement that was marginally popular for all of 10 minutes on college campuses in the late 80s, and use it to make martyrs of themselves when called on their BS.
I'm just a bill, yes, I'm only a bill, and I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long, long journey to the capital city. It's a long, long wait while I'm sitting in committee.
That time it's very unlikely that you become a law. It's not easy to become a law, is it?
No, but how I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a bill.
He signed your bill, now you're a law.
Oh, yes!
Noam Chomsky said that the purpose of politics is to expose the lies. Human beings can solve problems cooperatively and can resist domination and hierarchy. That's pretty exciting stuff. That's a zone that I aspire to live in. May the force be with you.
It's American Idol, Washington, D.C. style.
Come with us to the Capitol to see what President Bush can do on the Idol stage.
Mr. Speaker, Vice President Cheney, members of Congress, members of the Supreme Court.
Why on earth are you here?
We will choose to act confidently in pursuing the enemies of freedom or retreat from our duties in the hope of an easier life. In Burma, Zimbabwe, North Korea.
I almost imagine you in a dress.
May God bless America.
What the hell was that?
That's it for tonight's American Idol. See you next week. Cheney out.
That's why The Apprentice really is a liberal show, no matter how much Trump tries to spin it the other way. It exposes the artifice behind what we otherwise might have thought an ideal life, much like a particularly disappointing trip to the Playboy Mansion might. Conveniently, the genre is about to reach its apotheosis with the debut this Sunday of Fox's My Big Fat Obnoxious Boss, a show that takes Trump's ridiculous conceit a step further. Even those who take The Apprentice at face value, people whom a friend describes, perhaps too unkindly, as rural rubes, will be in on the joke on that one. And then we'll all be laughing as the high achievers we're theoretically meant to emulate are made even more obvious targets of ridicule.
What would you do if you were asked to give up your dreams for freedom? What would you do if asked to make the ultimate sacrifice? Would you think about all them people who gave up? If you don't throw in your buck open, freedom costs a buckle fair.
Get out there and vote, or I will kill you. Vote or die. Vote or die.
Thank you.
After now we had for governor
rallies like this for 30 years. The politicians have refused to listen to the people, although there are some members.
Last Friday I had the experience of people.
A political party is an organization that seeks to attain political power within a government, usually by participating in electoral campaigns. Some parties are not permitted to or choose not to seek power through elections, and so may thus turn to other forms of pressure by lobbying, working on the public opinion, sometimes even violence such as terrorism. Parties often espouse a certain ideology, but may also represent a coalition among disparate interests. In parliamentary systems of government, most political parties have an elected leader who, if his or her party is elected by absolute majority, or with a relative majority within the coalition where tradition is thus, becomes head of government. In presidential systems, the president may be elected as a representative of his party. However, in many nations, he is forced to relinquish his connections with his party upon the assumption of office as head of state. In certain electoral situations, a coalition government may be formed from members of more than one party. This is more common after elections using proportional representation rather than a first-past-the-post system. Partisanship is the tendency of supporters of political parties to subscribe to, or at least support, their party's views and policies in contrast to those of other parties. Differentiation is essential to most political parties. They must be different, at least in some ways, to other parties to compete in politics and win elections. Extreme partisanship is sometimes referred to as partisan warfare.
Revolutionary Organized Party, which has got to be the White Panther Party. So what's going to happen is, this is the same thing that they've done in North Vietnam. They have, like,
side to party.
Real quick, I need to know who's coming to my party on Friday night. We're serving hot fruit.
This party's jam-packed. I know that. This party's jam-packed.
This is Shirley Q. Liquor with another edition of Where is the Party At?
For those of you who are looking for some entertainment tonight, there will be a Weezy Jefferson look-alike contest tonight held at Uncle Henry's Fox. Yeah, that was a funny episode. This has been your edition of Where Is the Party At? I am Shirley Q. Look, and I'm looking for the party. Check it!
Feeling so hot tamale. I know you're watching me, so what's it gonna be? Purple taking me higher, I'm lifted and I like it. You got me inspired, baby, come and get it. If you're really feeling me, cause it's my night. No stress, no fights, I'm leaving it all behind. No tears, no time to cry, just making the most of life. Everybody is living it up, all the fellas keep looking at us. Me and my girls on the floor like what? While the DJ keeps on spinning the cut. It's like that, y'all. That, y'all. That, y'all. That, y'all. It's like that. It's like that, y'all.
This is Shirley Q. Liquor, honey. My goodness gracious. If you ever get invited to a Watusa Jenkins 1970s party, take...
No, I be done lost my mind. I'm gonna go lay down a while. Tell your mama, ask her how she doing. Bye, honey. Woo! Peace, love. In the war. Make love. No, I know that's right.
Fun you can't avoid. I get a bunch of bull on the earth, but I get a ton of tronic fun you can't avoid. I win, I'm on the asteroid.
I'll see you forever.
It's so scary, we dare you to see the monsters crash the... Be sure to see the monsters crash the pajama party in horror vision and color.
Pajama party.
Jerry, I'm a little bit concerned about all this party talk.
I think you should be more concerned with your failing grades.
I'm only having this party so I can make some friends.
No one makes friends with a failure.
If you want to party, come on out and dance. If you want to dance, come on out and party. If you want to party, come on out and dance. If you want to dance, come on out and party.
Do you want to party? Do you really want to party? Then you better make sure you get 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. Because if you want to keep up with the really hard rockers and cool ravers out there, you'll need all the essential nutrients that fruits and vegetables provide, like B vitamins from kale and iron from mustard greens, both of which will help you maintain the energy to rave all night long. And don't forget potassium from cabbage and fiber from durians, which will help keep your legs limber and your waist small, so you'll be able to wear all those revealing, ho-inspired fashions. You can't get these nutrients from a blow pop, so make sure you consume at least some fruits or vegetables at every meal. Your colon will thank you. Fruits and vegetables are the rizzle dizzle for shizzle.
Friday takes up all of my time. If I can get to the weekend, everything will work out just fine. That's when I can go crazy. That's when I can have fun. Time to be with my baby. Time to come undone. Where's the party? I want to free my soul. Where's the party? I want to lose control. Where's the party? I want to free my soul. Where's the party? I want to lose control. Slow down, you move too fast. Gonna make the good times last. Gonna let my hair hang down. I'm ready now. Where's the party?
There's a keg in the woods, and I'm not square, my folks would freak. I don't care, cause a kiss tastes good in the cold night air. And that's the hope that brought me to the keg party. Keg party.
Chug, 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 chug.
Woo!
Don't wanna scare you. Don't want to waste you, just kind of like a show. When there's plenty of time to party, party, party. Thank you.
You doing? This is Shirley Q. Liquor this morning. You know, I was preparing for a Super Bowl party. I was going to have... That's how they do down here. I mean, free food, even if it's nasty, it go quick. Oh, wait, you tell your mama and ask how she doing. Tell her I see her at the dental office tomorrow. We're going to have our teeth fixed. All right, then. Bye, babe.
It's time to call it a day. They've burst your pretty balloon.
This has been the Ed Shep Radio Experiment. Thank you for listening, and tune in next week. This is Ed Shep signing off.
You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, and WFMU.org.